believe in. It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
With Dirt Road Prayer. Now don't go anywhere because we're about to plug you into our Power Country Recharge song, this week featuring Chris Stapleton. And that's on the way next, right here in Power Country, with me, your host, Rich Miller.
Kyle Repair, your Ponzi Parts and Service dealer in Park Falls, invites you in for the open house Friday, November 3rd from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lunch will be served from 11 to 1, and there's some awesome door prize giveaways like a $500 fuel card, a Ponzi hatchet, and a Ponzi scale toy model. Kyle Repair is also offering parts specials. You'll get 10% off during this special open house event. You do need to be present to receive all the Ponzi Parts special offers. Kyle Repair, located at 1000 4th Avenue North in Park Falls. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
Time now for Power Country Recharge.
May we all do a little bit better than the first time. If you're going through hell, keep on going.
It'll be all right.
This is the part of the show where we plug you into a song with a great message so you can recharge and get your spirit lifted. This week, we've got a song that's all about thankfulness, counting up your blessings, and realizing you've really got a lot more to be thankful for than you might realize. Now here's Chris Stapleton with this week's recharge song, Millionaire.
They say love is more precious than gold. It can't be bought.
Oh,
out of that truck. And now, this week's Power Thought. You know, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life, but it's also important to take a moment to reflect on something truly amazing, the people we love. These connections are the real treasures in our lives, and we often don't realize how precious they are until we pause to think about them. Whether it's a friend who lifts us up when we're down, the family who are always there, the mentors who guide us, or the partners who stand by our side, these are the people who share our joys, support us through challenges, and make our lives infinitely better. When you have these incredible souls in your life, it's like having a support system that helps you get through the toughest storms. They bring laughter to your days and warmth to your heart. So why not make a promise to yourself to take just a moment today to express gratitude for the wonderful people who light up your world and remind them just how much they mean to you. Because the truth is, it's these connections that make our journey in life special. So why not give them a gift of appreciation and gratitude? Because your world is a lot brighter with them in it. And that's our Power Thought this week.
It was a home run when the game was tied. A pickup truck when I could drive. One pink line when Katie said I'm late. It was a passing grade, a pretty girl. All the money in the world. What mattered then kept changing every day. But when I bow my head tonight, there'll be no me, myself, and I. Just watch my wife and kids, please, Lord. That's all I ask for anymore. Nowadays it's crazy how a passing storm or siren sound.
Atkins with All I Ask For Anymore. We've got Dylan Scott on the way next here on the Road Through Power Country, and we'll be making a time jump back into music history for a Montgomery Gentry classic about a special place filled with memories. I'm Rich Miller, and you're in a place of music and encouragement we call Power Country.
Well, since we've been done, I've been trying to fall apart, and I've been thinking that's neon lights.
Round up your friends for an electrifying performance by Runaway June on Saturday, November 18th at Lake of the Torches. Proclaimed by Billboard magazine as the next hot trend in country music, you'll enjoy hits like Buy My Own Drinks and Broke Hearts Do Broken Things. Purchase your tickets now at lakeofthetorches.com or call 1-800-25-TORCH. You must be 18 to attend all shows. Winning is more fun at the lake.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. More clouds than sun today, with daytime highs approaching 34. Westerly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 17 tonight, partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 30 tomorrow, overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 32 Tuesday, with a chance for snow. 35, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Wednesday. Another look at the short range, highs reach 34 today. Lows level off around 17 tonight. We should top off around 30 tomorrow. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 25.
Welcome back to Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and we're going to be taking a time jump back to the year 2002 for a Montgomery Gentry classic. But first, here's Dylan Scott with Can't Have Mine.
You can find you a girl on a Friday night, dancing in the back of a bar, a Sunday morning, hands up high, singing front row in the choir. You can find you a girl through a friend of a friend, or she could show up right out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl.
Time once again for us to take a time jump back into music history.
This is what makes time travel possible. The flux capacitor.
We're going back to the year 2002, when the average home in the USA cost about $228,000. The Winter Olympics were held in the USA in Salt Lake City. Top box office hits included Spider-Man, Men in Black 2, Signs, and Star Wars: Attack of the Clones. And in the year 2002, Eddie Montgomery and Troy Gentry had a hit with the title track of their album, My Town. The music video for the song featured shots of Perryville, Kentucky, the area where Eddie Montgomery grew up, and images of Lexington, Kentucky, where Troy Gentry grew up. The song wound up being one of their biggest hits. Now, here's Montgomery Gentry with My Town.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. With I Love Jenny painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah.
Country. It's all about the message in the music.
I want a tractor boat on a big blue lake and a brand new truck in my driveway. A lot old ticket worth a million bucks and a bigger one on the wall. I want my boys, my team to win, wailing on the radio again. I want what I want, but hey, don't we all? Just one thing I
Dickerson with his song, God Gave Me a Girl, brought to you by Triple Tigers Records. We've got a great song from Chris Young on the way next, plus a backstage pass with the one and only Luke Combs. It's all on the way in moments, only right here in Power Country, with yours truly, Rich Miller.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Join us at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss out on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Pasta Flights on Thursdays and Friday Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Plus, indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts and perfectly paired signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Located at the intersections of Highway 13 and 70 in Fifield, Wisconsin. Marked by iconic Big Deer. Now accepting reservations at 715-762-4447 for holiday parties. Join us for a memorable dining experience.
I'm Rich Miller, and we've arrived at our final stop on this week's tour through Power Country. We've got a special backstage pass on the way for you with Luke Combs. But first, here's Chris Young.
I didn't know what I was missing until the second that you walked into that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me. Turns out, oh,
Chris Young, looking for you. Well, right now it's time to get up close and personal with the stars and their thoughts about all kinds of things as we get you another Power Country Backstage Pass. This week, our featured Backstage Pass artist is Luke Combs. And Luke has had a special song a friend of his wrote on his mind for quite a while, and he's finally gotten around to recording it.
Where the Wild Things Are is a song my friend Randy Montana had wrote with another writer in town, and had just heard it throughout the years, and something that kind of ended up on my phone and getting passed around town, and I had loved it for a long time, and just really felt like it deserved to be recorded.
Now here's our featured Backstage Pass artist, Luke Combs, with that song, Where the Wild Things Are.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. Black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, my brother from the back of that plane. The second I made it, we started drinking on the strip in LA, and then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on back yard pool. Out where the wild things are.
nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can cuss my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive. Girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head?
That's Morgan Wallen, Thinking About Me, brought to you by Big Loud Records. You've been listening to America's positively encouraging music program, Power Country with Rich Miller. This program is produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Hope you'll join us next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. More clouds than sun today with daytime highs approaching 34. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 17 tonight, partly cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 30 tomorrow. Overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 32 Tuesday with a chance for snow. 35, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Wednesday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 34 today. Lows level off around 17 tonight. We should top off around 30 tomorrow. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 25.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This week on Viewpoints.
The conversation you have with your partner to say, your check will go to that, and then I'll pay all the bills, and then this check will go to that. And it's just like, you know, I work two jobs to afford everything, and I still feel like I'm failing.
The breaking point of high child care costs in America. Then...
it's actually the second largest money-making holiday after Christmas that we have.
The wide appeal of Halloween. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
You
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Across the country, child care prices are breaking the bank. Demand is high while supply for workers and centers remains low. Depending on where you live, this price tag can look a little different. For example, in large American cities like New York, Chicago, and LA, it's higher. If you need weekday care for your toddler, it would set you back about $14,000 a year, according to the National Database of Child Care Prices, an initiative overseen by the U.S. Department of Labor. Even if you shift outwards to a medium-sized suburb or small city, the price isn't much lower. Tuition's around $10,000 a year, and that's just per child. One working mom who's all too familiar with this high cost shares her story.
I know children are expensive overall because that's clothes and food and all that, but child care, it was in the back of my mind until it wasn't, and now it's like all consuming. I cannot provide her things in life if I don't go to work, and if she doesn't have somewhere to go, then I can't provide her things in life because I can't go to work because she'll be home with me. So it's just like that's the top bill that I have to pay.
That's Christina Kuhn, a mom living in Michigan who pays for her 3-year-old daughter to attend a child care center. Kuhn pays $200 a week for a program that spans Monday through Thursday, 8 hours per day. In order to make ends meet, she works 2 jobs but still feels stressed out about how tight money is.
When I get paid, the first thing I do is pay her tuition so that I can make sure that I can have my grocery money, my bill money. I have to make sure that that gets paid first before I do anything else. And that stresses me out a little bit because it's like, what would I do if, like, okay, I pay that, and then it's like, now my grocery money is subtracted, or this money, or I can't put her in things outside of the home because I have to make sure her tuition pays. It's just sad that that's like the first bill that I have to think of. It's just very stressful.
And Kuhn's not the only one. Across America, millions are struggling. Instead of enjoying this new role as a parent and the growth of their little one, many feel chronically worried about if they'll have enough to cover rent, groceries, and other basics.
It's not uncommon for families to have to look through 20 or 30 child care programs, either a center or a family child care program, or perhaps even trying to find someone who does family, friend, and neighbor care before they find an arrangement. And we've also heard stories from the families that sort of 2 different ways of approaching it, sometimes having to take care that they really didn't feel comfortable leaving their child in, or maybe it wasn't like an outright perception of that there was a problem, but just sort of an uneasy feeling. We've also talked to parents who have found a place in a high quality program that provided what they wanted for their children, but was really expensive, and then making up for it by turning down the thermostat in the winter or serving less nutritious food that was cheaper. So you have families making all of these really difficult choices.
That's Patricia Cole, Senior Director of Federal Policy at 0-3, a national nonprofit working to better support families and caregivers of toddlers and infants. Cole says the child care crisis isn't new, but has grown worse over time.
When you have a 2-parent family or 2-income family, where it can range from anywhere from 7.3% of your total income, of the median income in a state, to almost 17%. But for when you have a single parent or you have a single earner, it can range from a minimum of 26.3%. So that's over a quarter of your income right there. And the highest state is 79.4% of your income if you were to pay for sort of the average quality care program.
And child care isn't just important for working parents, but it's also vital to children. Especially for toddlers and preschoolers, this period is critical to fostering key developmental and social skills. Kuhn says that in her experience, high-quality child care is marked at a premium price that's out of reach for the average person.
I didn't want to sound snooty, but at the same time, I'm like, I need quality for my daughter, but I also need to be able to feed her when I get her and put diapers on her. And sometimes I do worry now that I'm sacrificing quality for the cheaper route, but I could not think to afford anything else. I work two jobs to afford everything, and I still feel like I'm failing.
Among first world countries, the U.S. is an exception in this issue. Most developed nations help parents out with the cost of center-based or in-home care for children. Others provide longer parental leave so adults don't have to worry about finding and paying for this service early on. In 2021, Germany spent an average of about $18,000 per toddler. Compare this to the U.S., which shelled out around $500, according to the Hamilton Project, an initiative run by the nonprofit, nonpartisan Brookings Institution. In the short term, Cole says that Congress must pass an extension on the Child Care Stabilization Act, which would give an additional $16 billion in funding over the next 5 years. If this doesn't happen, parents may face even more hardships.
Programs will have to raise their prices. For families who are already struggling, that means that some families will be forced to walk away entirely, which only makes it harder for providers to stay in business and for parents to work. It means a lot of women, more women, may have to drop out of the workforce, at least for a time, which has an economic impact both on their families and their own careers, but also for the economy as a whole. And more employees in the childcare system will leave for better paying and more stable jobs. So it results in a kind of a vicious cycle, which spirals toward higher prices and really a worse system of care.
One effect experts are already seeing is that more adults are delaying children, having less, or are choosing to not have kids at all. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that the nationwide birth rate from 2007 to 2022 dropped by 23%. While there are many factors that funnel into this number, one big reason is high cost.
I think unquestionably, anecdotally, you hear more prospective parents saying they're not going to have children. It's too hard to find childcare. There isn't paid family and medical leave. It's really hard to have a family in this country. And sometimes we think about it as everybody wants to sustain our population, but once someone has a baby, it's like the nation sort of stands on the sideline and wishes them the best.
Cole says something needs to change. It starts with boosting funding, but also in the long term, there must be an overhaul of how families are supported by the government.
When Congress is thinking about policies, or state legislatures are thinking about policies, that they should think about what impact is on babies and development and really try to understand that. And maybe some of those programs would rise to a higher priority.
Kuhn says it feels like she's almost being punished for having her daughter and trying to ensure that she gets a good start.
Why do I have to work this hard to make sure that the future of this country has a great start to education and to care? I have to sacrifice work. I have to sacrifice time. I have to sacrifice all these things for you guys to tell me you can't sacrifice those things. You have to work because you can't afford to stay home. You have to have a good education for your child, but you have to afford it, but you can't afford it because your salary doesn't allow you to afford it. And it's just like, you feel like all these orange cones are in your way that you have to navigate around. And it's like, I have to do all this to make sure that my child